Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
But who was it that did it with you before? They say your love won't pay the rent. Won't find out my money's always spent.
Babe.
I got you, babe. Do you remember it?
Not with UB40, did I?
Yes, UB40 and your woman from... we went and saw her. She was here last year on stage and she was shouting at everybody who was taking photographs of her. No, 2 years ago. Put your phone
Stevie
down.
Nicks?
No, who was back...
Back Stevie Nicks. That's who we went and saw.
Babe, now, even if you try to walk over here, your headphones are connected to the fucking computer, all right? I know you're sick.
Do you want to show us what it is? Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde. Okay, you ready?
Well, we're ready. We're on.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I didn't
She's
know.
Been recording the whole time.
That was sneaky.
That was
wasn't
sneaky.
I could have said something a little bit inappropriate.
Mitch, since when has the recording been on ever stopped you from being inappropriate? Honestly.
Things that are inappropriate.
You always say things that are inappropriate.
And I say things that are inappropriate and I don't mean them to be inappropriate.
Sometimes I agree with that.
You have those terrible...
And sometimes you just have really bad taste.
Like in what?
Just in like...
Ange
looks at me sometimes and goes, that's not funny. And I mean, I know. And he's over there cackling himself laughing.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like you got bad taste sometimes.
Really?
And sometimes you know. No.
No,
sometimes
I don't
you
I
have little boy...
I think you guys don't understand my taste.
No, I get it. Just not
there's certain people
funny.
Get around where that gets really heightened, like
Matt.
Oh my god!
No.
Get around Matt or get around Troy and Matt. It's really bad.
I know you guys turn into little kids.
It gets really bad, really bad. Like wrong. Anyway, how are you going?
I'm okay. I'm actually very tired.
Yeah, me too. I'm a bit like,
but not in a bad way. Just in a I have not had enough sleep way, and my body keeps waking me up like an hour and a half.
Didn't I wake you up in a dream the other day?
Well, it wasn't a dream. It was just, I don't think I was dreaming anything. It was a couple of days ago, and all of a sudden I hear Millie in your voice, and I'm like, yep. And then I was awake. I said yep out loud, and I was awake. That was it. And it was like an hour and a half before I had to wake up, and we had to be here. Very early in the morning.
I think you need to swing that mic towards you because you're talking into the side of it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There you go. Is that better?
It was fine in the first place.
Tash keeps lifting her dress up and I'm trying to say, Tash, stop lifting your dress up, mate. It's not one of those podcasts, all right?
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, well, yesterday we were busy for the past 3 days doing Flip the Script with people.
And I think it was it just got us a bit reminiscent of the process to get us to that point. Like, so you and I have been working together for almost 18 years now, around about 18 years now, give or take. Yeah, no, probably about 18. And I came through, I think, in your very first year of doing relationships in you. I think you'd done maybe, because you were doing a lot of one-on-ones before then, and I think you'd maybe done two relationships in you and I came in as a client on your third. Far out. What would have happened if that hadn't happened? Oh, my God. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. Probably something.
Like a magnificent.
Either way, something much better, something much worse. Who knows, Milton? Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
But anyway, so about probably the third one that you ever did. And I remember because it was 2 days back in the day and it was on a weekend.
Yeah.
2 days. And I remember finding out about it because of my brother and him telling me I should come along and do it. Came along and did it. Beautiful, awesome, but very raw, right? It was a very raw process, you know. It was only in its infancy. It wasn't good or bad. It was just
beginning.
Beginning. And from there it developed over the years into like this thing. We've changed it over time. We made it, we put an extra half, well, an evening onto it. So it's now 2.5 days. So it's the first evening and then 2 full days.
Well, it's because it was getting so, there was so much material to get out and the process of getting a person to a point where they're able to actually have a proper breakthrough takes time. It takes about 36 hours to get a person to be able to go, right, I'm ready to see it now.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, it's only when the pain of holding onto your perceived story becomes greater than the prospect of actually changing, only at that point will you change. So you have to create a scenario where people are able to go, oh, fuck, okay, I can see what I'm doing to myself, and now I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. I want to shift. So it was,
and it's set up in such a way that, you know, you've got this, you know, you've got all this information, and then you have all this consolidation as well, right? Mm. You know, you come together at the end, and you spend time consolidating everything, you know.
Mm.
And I think so. We've gone from 2-day weekends to 2.5-day weekend, so it used to be Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and now we're in the weekdays because we were working. I think we worked so many weekends
was times where we were doing like 20 weekends
or more,
maybe
in
30 weekends a year,
because
it was fucking with my marriage. It was fucking with loads of things. It was problematic because there was also times like we were flying a lot, and everybody thinks, oh my god, you know, you're speaking from stage, you're flying all over the place, but it's not like being a comedian where you jump in a tour bus and you can tour around everywhere and you bring your crew with you and da 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 da. It's not like that where, you know, it's very, it's when you're in it, as much as the outcome is so beautiful for people, like the outcome is just like so worth it. But it's a full on experience.
Well,
from my perspective, doing
I think it. what it was is that we'd fly in, because the reason that we changed it to out of weekends is so that you could be home with your family and have the weekends with the family.
Because we had young kids.
Young kids. But then when you fly away, you go in, you work, and we go there just in time to start working, other than obviously having, I think we had the morning off and then we start working in the afternoon. We flew in late on the Thursday night. Friday morning off, start working in the afternoon, work all day Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday, and fly back Monday night. So it's not like the odd occasion that we would get a chance to go out and do some shopping or go to dinner or so, it wasn't very often, you know.
But it was also continuous. Like I said, it's not like somebody who's touring that they'll do 2 months or 3 months of touring and then they stop. You know, they run out of material, their material gets old, or, you know, they have to stop and they have to go and write new material, create a new album or create whatever they need. We were at it all the time, mm-hmm. for years, year in, year out. You know, we knew the cycle. It was,
and at the end of the day, you know, as soon as we can get over there, we'll be back over there doing it again, right? We'll be of over course. There doing it. Yeah. Anyway, but
fuck, we better say that, Mills.
No, we don't better say that. It's going to happen, mate.
As soon as we can, we'll be back over there. I promise, we'll be back.
No, we will. But I think that relationships in you, with what it gives people, holds a very, very dear spot in my heart personally.
Yeah.
I know it does for you, but I think it's different because you've never experienced it.
Yeah.
So for me, because I experienced it and I had the feeling of it and I know what the outcome is and I know how it works and how effective it is, it holds a very, very dear spot in my heart. So as much as we love doing it, right, as soon as the COVID thing happened last year and we couldn't fly, there was a bit of discombobulation. Was like, because we flew back, I think you flew back on like the Thursday and then I came back on the Saturday. Then 12 hours later they said, right, everyone's got to quarantine if you come back. So I was literally within hours of having to quarantine from coming back from India. And we were due to be in Melbourne the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that following week they shut all international travel. And then I just had this gut feeling that we would be mid-seminar and they would shut things down. And I 100% was right, because we would have been in there mid-relationships and you and had to stop or had to pack and come back, and that just would have been disastrous, right? Yeah. So we made the choice not to go, and it's been it was a full year before we could travel again, and we've done a couple of little trips to get a relationship and you've done and a mastermind and money done.
I think everything has a blessing, right? Everything has a blessing to it, and so there's been lots of great blessings. But I think you know, the resolve for us was whatever it takes to get a person to that point. You know, Mike asked me that question, you know, is there a need in the market for what you do right now? So you haven't got, and I said, of course there is, more than any other time in history, there's a need right now. And he goes, okay, so you haven't got a seminar problem, you have a delivery problem. And that really made me stop and think, okay, how are we going to be able to do this and get people to where we get them to, where we're renowned for getting them to?
Yeah.
And how are we going to be able to do
it? Well, that was the challenge, right? Mm. Because we had it in our minds that the only way to get them there, well, we knew that there was a couple of ways because we've done it in other formats, but in a seminar format online, considering, and anybody who knows what relationships and is like understands that there's a process that you've got to go through in order to get to a point.
Yeah.
And how were we going to recreate it? And was it possible to do it online? And a lot of, I think it wasn't doubt. It wasn't about the doubt. It was about the, how do I explain it? You know, I know when we put our minds together, we can do it. But it was the, okay, I think this is what it is. It was the uncertainty about whether the effectiveness would be the same.
Well, that just said that we were so loyal to the outcome for people.
Yes.
You know, that we, because how we normally work together is we lock down for 7 days to work. We'll bang heads together for 4 days.
We'll argue for four days.
We'll full on argue. Like,
I love that moment,
don't you?
I'm never
going to fucking talk to you again. Get out. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm leaving. I don't have anything to do with you. And then
we have so much love for each other in those first four days.
Where you walked down the driveway and then you stop and you turn around and you look in each other's eyes and you go, we can make this work. And then you turn around and you go back up and you do that 6 or 7 times. But I think that the beauty was that we were all on the same page, that we wanted to make sure that we either did it as good or better.
Yeah.
But that was such a fucking cool challenge, because if we talk now a little bit about the magic of coming together and sitting down and going, okay, because there's epiphanies that happen, you know, there's that magic where you input one thing and I input something else and we go, okay, what if we did it this way and that could work?
Yeah, so what happened was is that I had the original idea for the...
here we go.
No, I did. I had the original idea for the framework. But so what I mean by that is we had that concept in our mind because I'd come up with it for the book, right? Mm. So we had the original concept there, but that was the skeleton, right? And then it was like, right, this is the skeleton. This is the process that we know we're going to kind of take them through.
Yeah.
But how do we now make it work so that it gets through like that, you know, what information, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And we literally, what was lovely, you, me and Kerida sat down for, how long did we sit down? We sat down for a while.
Yeah.
And it was bits and pieces in chunks. And we did the same thing, argued for a few days, argued about how we thought it was going to work and how it was going to, but again, the arguments are always because we're in line with the outcome, right? And then it came to a point where we were literally, what was it, like 3 days out, four days out, week out, I don't know, close.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is really, 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 really good, but there's something not right.
Mm.
There's something just, there's a spark that's missing from it, and there's something that if we could just get, it wasn't, and I think we all kind of felt it without actually saying it.
Yeah.
And then next minute, Mitch has this massive epiphany. You're on my balcony, weren't you? You'd seen a Willy Wagtail.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Willy Wagtails are always a sign that something's about to happen.
For you, yeah. And he'd seen this Willy Wagtail and he's like, oh, my God, I've just had this great idea. We should do da-da-da-da-da-da. And Karen and I are like, oh, my God, that is so perfect. Yeah. And everything... just it kind of just put the whole thing together. Well,
because anybody who does relationships and you will, first off, they'll never tell you what happens in the seminar. Unless they're disloyal. But it's because it's the anonymity of the seminar that makes it work. But there's certain things that we set up in the seminar because you kind of have to trick the consciousness into waking 100%. Up.
100%.
So you have to trick it, you know, and when you trick it, You can't see it coming.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. It's so cool. It's like a really good movie. You can't see what's about to happen. You just think, it's not going to happen. Yeah. You know, you really are. Fuck, it's not going to happen. This is not going to fucking happen. This is fucking pissing me off now. I can't believe I've put my time into this. And then suddenly, out of left of field, something really cool happens. And everybody is like their jaw open going, oh my God, how fucking clever is that? So it's kind of like, I love that element of click, you know, where you just do something completely left of center. And... But you the person has to be at a point where, you know, where they're ready to go. Whatever this thing is, it better not have already happened.
Because I missed it.
Because I'm fucking shitty. And whatever it is that's going to happen, man, you better pull a big fucking rabbit out of a hat or I'm going to fucking be really unhappy. But the epiphany that occurs and how it's set up so that you can do it in your lounge room or anywhere in the world was really the thing that I am most proud of, you know, is that...
And a shorter amount of time.
And it's quick and it's effective. And it's not just effective. Like, I've just got off the phone. I've been interviewing people today. And the feedback I'm getting is, even from people that have done relationships in you years ago, the live version, are like, oh, my God. That was so friggin' good. How did you come up with that? It's just, you can never expect it. And they're like, I am just so clear. And their complaint to me is, my head is just quiet. My mind is just quiet. All I want to do now is just pick up the reins of my life and actually fucking go for it. You know, where to from here? What do I do now? How do we... So that's a fucking really, really magical place to be in, because for a person to be emotionally in that place, they have to have sorted their shit out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise their head is full of nonsense, is full of, you know, repetitive cycles. And, you know, they know that, you know, okay, I've done this, but I'm fucking still got a problem with my partner. I've done this, but I still got a problem at work. No, they're not in that place. They're like, I've done this and I don't have any problems.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's like, I'm fucking good. And now what I want to do is I want to create challenges that are aligned with my vision and my mission and where I want to go to. So I want to be in charge of my own problems, you know, because I don't have any more petty problems turn up. You're going to get problems in your life anyway. I don't have any more petty problems turn up. I want to be the person that's in control of my problems. Mm-hmm. And I want my problems to be to actually be challenges that are aligned with the outcome that I want for my life and where I want to get to, so that I don't have any time for any petty nonsense anymore.
I find myself in the unique situation now where I know it works because I've seen it work and I can watch it on the screen, but I'm now you from Relationships and You because I haven't done it. So I haven't had the experience of it. So in the unique situation where you have to trust, like, in the process and trust it, but you can see the evidence of it. I think that's why I suppose we even wanted to come in and talk about it today, because sometimes you don't realise, like, if everything that happened last year didn't happen, we wouldn't be in this place talking about this. We wouldn't be able to give that opportunity. Like, Relationships and You Live is amazing, as is Letting It Go Live, as is STP Live and all of those.
Yeah.
But now we've got an opportunity for people anywhere to do it online. That's something that, like, in my heart, I would have loved to have had. Do you know what I mean? Even ages ago. But it takes us having to stop and having us to have that pressure put on to go, right, how do we do this? What do we do? How do we make that happen? And I'm really, really grateful for that. I'm really grateful for – so grateful for the team. Like, I'm so grateful for the fact that you got everyone behind you, you know, just full focus on helping the people.
I think one of the things I want to change now that I really got clear about –
Change?
Yeah, about yesterday and what we just did – is I want to make the environment for us doing it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I want it for us doing it, I want it to be done in an environment where it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really...
Well, you might need to explain it, because it wasn't like ugly.
Well, because we're in a studio here.
Yeah.
We're locked down. There's no sound. You can't get in and out. There's no... I want to be able to do it in a place where I go, this is a fucking beautiful place to do such a beautiful thing.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we're not...
Feel like a bit locked down in a room.
Yeah. I want it to be. I really got that. I want to be somewhere magical that I'm like, wow, I'm just loving having this experience with the guys and with the team where, you know, where it's cool. I really, really want that.
Yeah. I'm super grateful for that. And I'm super grateful for
the people. I meant to say, the team of people behind us is obviously extraordinary. but also the amount of work that everybody put in to be able to get it as good as it is. Because I've had numerous technology people saying to me that the technology was just so good. Mm. It was just so beautiful. Touch. Like they were just like, the fucking technology, how did you do that? Like, very impressive. Very, very impressive.
But that's the other thing I like, that we can have an idea and you've got people like Tash who just go and put it into place. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And work tirelessly to make it work.
But and then also, like, the fact that we were, you know, because we're not in flying all over the world, because we're not in hotels, because it's already built, you know, we were able to pass on some of those deductions to people so that they could get it at a good, you know, economical rate, so that they can come and do it and we can supply the team that they need so that people can actually get there.
Yeah.
That's also been pretty cool. Been really, really magic.
Very cool. There was something else I was going to say. It's when you get the feedback on days like today where people who, and I got a message last night from one of the girls who's done all the work as well, and she just said that was freaking awesome. Yeah. Like she said, that was
I'm expecting so, something so to cool. fucking bang me on
so
the
so
head
you need
now,
to like, find it. Yeah. Yeah, you need to find the balance in that for yourself.
But no, I will say it is taxing.
Oh yeah,
it is taxing.
Any work you do on somebody's psyche is going to be
and
working with a person when their emotions are at play.
It is taxing, and then also you know it's never going to be perfect.
No.
And they never are.
And so here's the other thing, right? Last thing before we finish off, just our musing about Flip the Script. But also, we're now with Flip the Script, we're in those baby stages of relationships and you.
Yeah.
Where back in those days, we did all these things in relationships and you that I have no freaking idea where we found the time to do them.
Yeah.
Like no idea.
Mm.
So now, you know, we're in those infancy stages with Flip the Script where the structure and the essence and everything that we do is just spot on. But just like little tweaks in the execution will make a massive difference. And there's just little things with that, you know, that are going to, you know, be a massive step along the way. So I'm excited to see how I'm excited to see how it plays out because it's good to watch something grow from infancy and to be at this point, you know. And, you know, I've been there for a lot of those, you know, relationships and you, letting it go, student teacher profit, mastermind of money. And now Flip the Script. It's so cool.
Mm.
So cool.
Yes.
You got to get on and do some more chats with a few people.
Yes, I'm interviewing.
Probably head off.
Until
lovely
then.
Talking to you, Mitchie, again.
Always a pleasure hanging out.
Oh, yeah, not always a pleasure. Not always a pleasure. Not always a pleasure. Let's be real.
Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook, and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.